Stop us?
It's true. You're right. We're going.
Welcome back to another episode of the Great X Sportscast.
Yeah, you're finally done from vacationing everywhere around the world.
Been traveling the globe.
You asshole.
You want to know something I learned in my travels?
What?
Carl Anthony Towns is soft.
Well, that's nice. You know, his mom died, right?
Yeah. We're not going to go there. He's about to be shredded on this podcast. But anyway, it's been a while. Like you said, I've been traveling, so it's been kind of hard to record anything, especially when the first one's a bachelor party and I was drunk the whole time, and the second one I was with my family in the mountains and our service and reception was terrible. So
yeah, well,
you know, that's how it goes.
F you, man.
You know, F you too, man.
Hey, Connor, if you put a cowboy hat on a cat, what do you say, meowdy?
I'm just gonna leave. I'm done now. I officially retire. I'm gone.
You don't like that one?
No, I kind of liked it. That was pretty good.
I steal them from TikTok, you know? I'm hip with the kids, you know?
just a Gen Z-er over here.
Yeah, I'm a Zoomer.
All right. Well, should we get into it? Things are pretty juicy in Minnesota sports right now.
Hey, Wild are pretty good.
Yeah, so let's start with something that makes me happy so I don't sit here and be angry for the whole podcast. Yeah, the Wild are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem is they get the Blues in the first round.
And they can't beat the Blues. Yeah.
They haven't beat them at all this year. I mean, they almost came back last weekend.
Yeah, and then immediately.
And then immediately lost in overtime. Yeah. So.
Although this is the first time in Wild history that they've had 3 30-plus goal scorers.
That's incredible.
And like and I think three players, yeah. It's Kaprizov, Zuk and Fiala are all in the top 10 for points in franchise history this year.
Yeah, I actually didn't even know that, but that's incredible.
Yeah.
I knew Kirill was, the other two, I wasn't sure, but wow.
Well, you know, when your team sucks
But then you know they're just gonna meet the Blues and
don't say that, man. We got to be hopeful.
I'm trying to neg it here so it actually works.
Okay, we need Tyler to mush them.
Yeah, we need Tyler, if you're listening, mush the hell out of the Blues. Okay,
because whoever's running Backseat Fantasy on Twitter mushed the Grizzlies. I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, they mega mushed that one.
Not good.
But I don't want to talk about that yet. We'll get there. I got it. I'm too worked up. I need to stay calm. It's not gonna work. It's not going to work, but yeah, the Wild are good. Yeah. We've just been saying that for a long time now, so don't really know what else to say about them until the playoffs start. But
and hopefully they don't shit the bed.
Hopefully not. I'd love to see them get out of the first round.
Yeah,
Lord knows the Wolves won't.
Well, Vegas didn't make the playoffs, so
hey,
we got a chance.
At least we got a chance there. The only problem is we have to face the Blues. So yeah.
And then the Avs, probably.
See, I have a feeling. We're not going to beat the Blues at all in the regular season. I don't think we play them again, do we?
No.
So we automatically will not beat them at all in the regular season. And we're going to sweep them in the playoffs 4-0. We're just saving it until it matters, you know?
Side note, I think NBA and NHL should only have 5-game series in the first round.
Yes, first and possibly the second round. The 7-game series, especially with like 2, sometimes 3 days rest in between.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No wonder it takes 3 months to get through the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be like July 4th and the NBA playoffs are still going to be going on.
Yeah, it is usually sometime in July, I think, when the the finals are.
I'm going to get rid of this pen. I'm just going to keep throwing it
around.
Could
be wrong, but I also always felt like NHL started before NBA.
I think because they were doing the play-in this year, they had to.
Oh, I guess that does push it back. Like a week or so.
Yeah.
And NHL starts next week, right?
Yes. No. No, they got like 5 games left.
Okay. It's the NFL draft that's next week.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year. I love it. It's one of my favorite times of year for sports. Kind of like fall when everything starts.
Stingley.
Derek Stingley for the Vikings. Is that where we're going? You think Derek Stingley?
I think so. We got a bunch of LSU guys on the team. So.
Yeah, you might as well. Apparently the battles between him and Jefferson in practice at LSU were incredible.
I bet. Now they just trade for Ja'Marr Chase, you know, and Joe Burrow.
Yes. Yes to that. I don't know who you'd trade or how you'd pull that off. But yes, just 10 do it.
First round picks.
Quasi, if you're listening, just do it. Don't care what you have to sell. Just do it.
What if they trade for Debo?
I would love that. I don't know how we would pay him, yeah, but I would love that.
He'll go somewhere stupid like the Jets or something.
We could trade Dalvin and just use him as a running back.
He doesn't want to be a running back. That's the issue.
We'll use him as a receiver, but he'll play running back.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Pretty much what he does now anyway. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, he said he wants to be a pure receiver, so I don't think that'll work.
The problem I'm starting to realize is when it gets to the time to pay Justin Jefferson, we better not be paying Kirk still, because there's no way you can afford him at all.
Yeah, he's gonna
not like, even close. Like
$30 to $35 million a year,
yeah, probably. Which is what Kirk is earning now.
Yeah. Well, and then they're gonna pay some other quarterback $80 million a year or something crazy.
So maybe they'll run out the Kirk contract, draft a rookie who they barely have to pay, and then give the money to Jefferson to keep him.
Yeah.
It's probably the best course of action right now. But, that's going to be a problem. That's definitely going to be a problem. Because he has already commented saying he's well aware of what the wide receiver market is right now and how it's booming.
Yeah, him and Jamar Chase are going to make so much money.
Yes. Well-deserved, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd be sad to see if he left.
Oh, yeah, he probably will. You know,
it is
force his way out like Diggs did.
I don't know why I would expect anything else.
I am really sick of this idea that players can just force their way out of teams.
It's become the NBA.
Yeah.
It really has. Like, the NBA has been doing this for about a decade now, and the NFL is just now catching up. I don't think the MLB will ever catch up, because it's the MLB. They're still in the 80s.
Yeah, they don't even know what social media is.
No. Don't have to worry about that with the Twins. Plus, you know.
We already did it. We didn't force them out. We just paid $100 million to a guy who barely plays.
Exactly. They just make the wrong decisions on who to pay. So.
Yeah. Actually, trading for Joe Ryan is probably the best trade I've ever seen.
It's crazy because everybody expected like the rotation was going to be, we're going to the Twins now. If you know, it just kind of happened.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to talk about until we get to the Wolves.
So. No, we're backloading that one. The weird thing is everybody thought the Twins were going to hit great and the rotation would be, you know, okay.
I hear
it, and it's been the exact opposite.
Yeah,
the rotation has been awesome and they haven't hit anything. I think Sano still has what, 2 hits through 11 games?
Yeah, but one of them was a home run.
Oh wow, what is he, Adam Dunn? He's gonna hit 083 on the season, and but occasionally
I love laughing at Adam Dunn.
Yeah, but that's because he was on the White Sox.
No, because it's funny to watch a guy strike out that many times.
Not if he's on your team.
I don't care. I don't expect much from the Twins.
That's true. Expectations are low. The fact that they're hanging around 500 is fine by me. But
I think once their offense gets going, they'll be like unstoppable. Yeah, but it's just getting to that point.
When the weather warms up and the balls fly far enough to be a home run.
Like that Gary Sanchez almost walk-off. Yeah.
If that's 10 degrees warmer, that's a home run. 100%. So yeah, give it a little time. The bats are coming. They'll come around. They're too good not to.
I mean, I mean, you got Correa, Sanchez, Sano, Buxton.
Bunch of sluggers. Then you got Polanco, who's consistent. Arias, who just gets on base. Kepler, who's streaky.
Arias is the only one who can hit right now.
I know. He's hitting like 300. That's because that's all he does. Yeah. He just hits. Like, that's why he's my favorite player.
I do hate watching him when he's playing defense, though, because it's like it's hard to watch sometimes. You remember when they put him in the outfield last year?
Just keep him at second. Don't put him out in left field anymore. Just keep him at second. That's fine.
Like, you have Nick Gordon. Just keep Nick Gordon and Buxton out there. Kepler's okay sometimes. Yeah, like,
maybe if you have to put him at third, do it, but don't put him in the outfield.
Nick Gordon absolutely murdered someone at home the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday when it was like the fourth inning. The Twins were up 1-0, and they ended up winning 1-0. So that run.
Yeah, that run actually really saved the game on that one. Yeah. Yeah, it's been an interesting start for the Titans. Don't really know what to make of them yet, but that's baseball, so it's just too many games. Which I've also kind of wondered. Everybody argues that they should go back to like 155 games or whatever it was. What difference is that going to make? Was that 1 week that you're going to shorten the season by?
You either cut it in half, or like you play like 102 games, or 100 games,
or do like 100 games. That's fine. You can determine who the best team is throughout that.
Yeah.
You don't need the extra 62, but I don't mind. It's more chances to go.
Seven games. That does a lot.
Yeah. That's going to make a big difference.
You see that on Twitter? Because that seems like a Twitter take.
I've been hearing it for like the last couple of years now, and it very much is a Twitter take. if there is a such thing as MLB Twitter, there really isn't, though.
Not really, no. Mm. It's mostly just Vikings fans crying about Kirk Cousins.
That's true, actually. It kind of just seeps into the Twins content.
Like, anytime any sports team does anything, somehow there's always
a it always gets linked back to Kirk. Which, actually, later, I'll circle back to that, because I do have something linked back to Kirk.
Why? Leave Kirk alone. He's not even the worst, highest-played player in Minnesota anymore.
It's a good thing for Kirk, this one. It paints him in a good light. Or better light, I should say. But should we just get to it? Should we just rip the Band-Aid off?
I've been uploading to TikTok all day, just ranting about the Timberwolves. I almost said Vikings.
So since we've been gone, the Timberwolves took game one. got blasted in game two, which was expected. I expected Memphis to come back and respond. And then game three happened. And starts great. I'm loving the first quarter. Having a good time. I'm loving a good part of the second quarter. And then they scored 4 points in the last 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And choked away a 26-point lead.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm sitting there.
Not like they're going to do it again, right?
Sitting there at halftime, you know, we're up 7. It's fine. Like, you know, they come out hot in the third. Like, all right, they've got this. They responded. It's fine. It's good. And then the fourth quarter happened.
What happened in the fourth quarter?
The most Timberwolfy of Timberwolves things to ever happen, ever. They blew another 20-plus point lead and then somehow lost by double digits, too.
It's fine.
At home.
It's not like they...
When they could have had a stranglehold on the series.
It's not like they kept putting up threes that weren't going,
oh, right? No. No, it's not like they were just jacking isolation threes with not their best three-point shooters. It's not like the coach allowed a 21-0 run without calling a timeout. I don't understand how you allow that to happen, but...
Well, he's watching Zimmer's tape.
He was. He must have learned from Zimmer. They must have had dinner last night or something. He said, this is how you destroy a team.
Chris Finch called him up. He said, hey, how can I get a supermodel girlfriend?
Exactly.
And Zimmer's like, yeah, don't ever call timeouts. be really bad and blame it on your players.
Yeah. And I know the TNT crew was catching heat from Wolves fans for making fun of them. And Charles Barkley said they were dumber than a box of rocks. And he was absolutely right. Nothing he said was wrong.
He's dumber than a box of rocks.
He is dumber than a box of rocks, which is why he's fantastic television.
Which I feel like Chris Finch, as much of the blame as he deserves, it's still his first full year as head coach.
Yeah, the inexperience was showing. I do think in a weird, twisted way, this is probably good for them long term. They needed to learn something like this.
That cat's a bitch. He probably shouldn't be the number one option.
But, you know, Finch let him drown. He absolutely let them drown out
there.
It'll
be a learning experience for Towns.
We'll paint it that way. I'll paint it that way for Finch. I won't paint it that way for Towns. He's had plenty of learning experiences by now.
I just don't understand how you're getting paid that much money and you have 6 points and five fouls in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this everybody is going to be catching strays here. Patrick Beverley, first quarter, great. Fantastic on defense. Why the hell is he running offense, especially in isolation situations, in the fourth quarter, just jacking threes? And he's not that good of a three-point shooter.
They stopped playing as a team. It was pretty obvious they weren't playing
just
as a team anymore.
It made absolutely no sense.
I think they got frazzled.
And then somehow, you know, the 21-0 run, the latest you should call a timeout is 12-0 run. Like, that is the absolute latest you should let that happen, especially at home in the playoffs and with a young team. That is absolutely unacceptable from Finch. And then somehow he can't make any defensive adjustments to slow down Desmond Bain, of all people. It wasn't even Morant going off. Like, I have no idea how you let that happen, too. Anthony Edwards, I got something for you, too.
Hey, man, he was scared.
The knee injury was a little scary. I was very concerned for a second. But between game two and game three, he has just stopped attacking the rim.
Yeah.
He just doesn't anymore. And there is one person on the court in this series that can jump as high or higher than you, and that's Ja Morant, and he's not even guarding you. Just go to the rack. You'll get fouled if you miss it.
He did get stuffed by Ja pretty good.
I thought that was Jackson.
No, that was Ja.
Was it Ja?
Yeah.
But see, again, He's the only guy that can jump as high as you. So yeah, when he's not on you, go to the rack.
Ant, what did you go home and say to Ant Jr.? That was pretty.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, man.
It's pretty bad.
Just Ant Jr.'s probably
pretty disappointed in you, man.
Contested jump shots the whole time, and you're a playmaker. Go make some plays.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, valiant effort in the third quarter to bring the team back. And then where did you go in the fourth? I didn't see you.
I don't think D'Lo deserves any shots for this.
Just
keep dragging that team.
He dragged that team
into the fourth quarter and they couldn't do anything for him.
You're just catching like half a stray on that one. Just where'd you go? That's all I want to know. Now let's get to the big guy. The big guy. Karl-Anthony Towns. What the hell? I have no words, but I have a lot of words.
He's a big baby.
Yes.
We all knew this.
His new nickname for me is Pussycat. Because all he does is cry and whine. And then when things don't go his way, he mentally just shuts down. And also when his team's up 18, he's whining about not getting the ball.
It was funny as hell.
You can't whine about not getting the ball when your team's blowing the other team out. When you're down 18, sure, I can understand. But, dude,
and like, he wasn't making his shots. He had, no. Didn't you say he had like more fouls than made shots?
Yes, in the play-in game. Game two and in game three, he's had more fouls than shots made and rebounds, which as a 7-foot shooting big are the things you do the best. What happened? Yeah. I don't understand it. And he's the tallest player on the court and he refuses to post up.
Because he gets into foul trouble and he can't post up.
That's because he's a wet spaghetti noodle and he can't control his limbs. He kicks people when he shoots set jump shots. It doesn't make any sense. And if you're complaining about not getting the ball and the Wolves are getting everything they want in the paint, post up in the paint maybe instead of standing at the three-point line just not moving or doing anything. I like post up lower than the free throw line.
He just forgot to play basketball. It's fine.
It's like I grew up playing point guard when I was like 3 feet tall, and at least once a game I would post up down low. Like it's not that hard, Cat. Just pick a spot, back him down, get the ball.
Yeah, and the only thing I know how to do when I play basketball is rebound.
Yeah,
and I'm not tall. I'm like 5'11".
So even he can do it without getting in foul trouble.
Oh yeah, I play street ball rules. I don't give a fuck. I'll just go up and elbow someone in the face.
And it's like, I know a lot of NBA players whine. Pretty much all of them do. All of them flop. But the thing is, they're usually whining because they're not getting calls. They're not whining like Kat does when he complains about getting a foul call against him, which is clearly a foul. Like, it's very obvious. You can't just run through people.
Last night, the refs were atrocious.
It was a ref show. They were not good.
And it was going on both teams.
Yeah, that was like game two also. Like yeah, the first 20 minutes of the game was just nonstop fouls and terrible calls and
Ja kicking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
And then getting the Memphis getting the ball.
Yeah. But then, you know, he also did get kneed in the dick. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, he deserved it for kicking the ball out of bounds.
He also fell on it too. That did not look very comfortable.
Also, Tyus Jones literally was running the floor against the Wolves.
Yes, last you night. Can't let that happen. Come on.
He only had like 8 points, but it was like a pretty influential 8 points. Oh,
God. And I've got more for Cat or Pussycat here. After the game, when you're being criticized by the media for your poor play, when you're supposed to be the superstar of this team, and you just say, next question. Dude, like, own your shit, dude. Like, you played terribly. Own up to it. Don't just brush it off like it's nothing.
Yeah, Amber Heard.
Seriously.
Don't shit the bed and blame it on someone else.
But the worst part of it is, when asked how is he going to be a leader and rally his team for the next game, he responded by saying, I'm going home to drink wine and decompress. That is the worst leadership I think I've ever seen in the NBA. That's terrible. You can't get away with that. And we're paying you like $150 million?
I guarantee Chris Finch is running them up and down.
Absolutely ripped in. He better have today, like, because that's absolutely ridiculous. And some of this stuff that he's doing would be acceptable if he was in his second or third year in the NBA. He's in his seventh, yeah. And he's still just a whiny, petulant child, and it drives me absolutely insane. I've hit the point where I've got 1 foot out the door on Cat.
I hope A-Rod comes to him and says, if you don't start acting like an adult, I'm trading you to Orlando.
you can go rot on the Magic. Yeah. Actually, send us Jalen Suggs. That'd be great.
I was going to say Memphis, but Memphis is good now.
Memphis is actually good.
I'm trading you to the Pacers. And you get to go to another shitty state that no one cares about.
And the thing is, like, what stuck out to me is that the two most talented players in this series, Ja Morant and Karl Anthony Towns. Okay, Ja had a terrible game last night, and
they had a great game plan for him.
Exactly, and he still finished with a triple double.
Yeah,
Kat had a bad game and just mentally checked out.
He was mental boomed.
Yeah, like, stay focused, just play basketball. You're otherworldly talented. You're a fantastic regular season player, but that doesn't mean shit at this point. So,
yeah, the Suns just lost to the Pelicans, so you guys should be able to win a fucking game or two.
So, congratulations.
What's frustrating is that he can't look at game one when they won because he didn't foul out.
Yeah.
He played great.
Just stay in control of your spaghetti noodle body. he just flails everywhere.
Towns should never be outscored by Patrick Beverley.
No, should never be allowed. Beverly is not an offensive player. He's a professional pest, and he plays that role perfectly.
And he's the best at it.
He's absolutely the best at it. But Kat, you just, when you have the ball, don't run through somebody or push them out of the way. And when they have the ball, maybe don't just slap their arm or kick them or something. You know, just, I don't get it. But
I'm actually really surprised at how well Ant is playing on defense.
Yeah,
this series.
Oh, he's definitely turned it up as soon as the playoffs hit. So that was, I'm impressed by that, because I was a little concerned at first during the regular season when he just didn't seem to try much on defense. The only thing I'm worried about is he can't let Kat's attitude rub off on him.
He's an alpha, though. I don't think he's going to let that kind of bullshit.
No, I don't think. But I don't think he will. But one thing that I had a thought today, and I don't like this thought, but it's right.
Is it an intrusive thought?
It was. I completely understand why Jimmy Butler left now. I understand everything that he said was wrong with Towns and Wiggins at the time, because Towns hasn't changed. He's just as soft as he was when Jimmy was here. Yes, Jimmy's a bit of a bully, but that should have toughened Kat up, you'd think. But no, he's still just as whiny as he was. So
yeah,
I
say what you want about Kirk Cousins. At least he doesn't Kirk Cousins will never completely throw the game away.
No,
he'll keep you in it.
No, he actually stays locked into what they're trying to do. So when I said it, I was going to tie this back to Kirk. Congratulations, Pussycat. You have now usurped the throne for the biggest mental beta in Minnesota sports, and it's not even close at this point. Not even close. So whiny, and it drives me insane.
You know what I thought was surprising? Kirk Cousins is top five in most, he's top five in most seasons with a 25 touchdowns or something.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, he puts up big numbers. He's a good quarterback. It's just the mental side. When things go wrong, they go really wrong, but at least he doesn't cry about it. He owns his bad games.
He was also getting murdered by his coach.
That's true. Yeah.
and a guy in his team didn't, screw his girlfriend and
true.
Call him soft and bail.
Yeah. Yeah. But I completely see why Jimmy did it. So
why he cucked him?
No, I see why he left and why he hated playing with Towns.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to play on a team coached by Tibbs either. I don't want to play an hour a game.
God, no.
You see what he did with the Knicks.
Yeah, he's run them into the ground too.
You have RJ Barrett and what's the other guy's name?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle. And didn't RJ Barrett's teammate go there too or get traded there?
Cam Reddish. Yeah, teammate from Duke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you not win with that team?
Yeah.
That's a Tibbs thing and a Knicks thing.
Yeah. That's a very Knicks thing.
Can we trade Towns to the Knicks for RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish?
I actually saw a trade proposal. It was send D'Lo to the Knicks. We'd get Julius Randle and Cam Reddish.
I like D'Lo.
I like D'Lo, but I'd be okay with it.
I'd rather get rid of Kat.
I would so much rather get rid of Kat. I am halfway out the door on Kat. Please prove me wrong and grow up and at least show up in the playoffs. That'd be great. But he has to earn that back. Until then, he is now known as Pussycat for me.
Yeah, and obviously he's had a lot of stuff happen to him last year, so it's hard to really go in on him.
Oh, no, it's pretty easy for me.
Well, I mean, from a basketball standpoint.
From a basketball standpoint, yes. From a personal standpoint, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. But Yes.
I'm sure he's got a lot on his mind all the time.
When you're 7 years into the NBA, I think you would learn what a foul is by now. But
well, the problem is no one knows what a foul is because the refs call it indiscriminately.
That's true.
Like that ref who was on, did a documentary was saying like the NBA gives you like footage.
Yeah. Every they game, actually give you footage to review.
And they want you to call things based on that footage.
Yeah.
It's like how is that okay?
Because I don't think that really helps a whole lot. Or at least it hasn't. Like,
not even the refs probably don't even know what a foul is anymore.
No. No, they definitely don't. But
last night another thing that pissed me off was when D'Lo went up for a layup. He's a left-handed shooter, mm-hmm. and that was when Ja got kneed in the nutsack.
Yep.
And I was like, how is he supposed to jump and not knee someone that's right in his way?
Yeah.
And they called it, like, I don't know what the foul was.
I don't think it was a technical foul, luckily, which those can be called easily on those kind of plays. But, yeah, that one was kind of weird. I also thought it was weird that the Wolves challenged it. Because, I mean, he did clearly hit him in the nuts with his knee, which is a foul. But, like, I don't know how you avoid that.
That's another inexperienced thing on Finch's part.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to be like, I'm not using my challenge in the second quarter because you guys are upset.
Right. But, you know, when you have four timeouts, maybe call one.
Yeah, that's God. That's the most similar thing
I've ever seen. Sitting in my chair screaming at the TV, call a damn timeout because, like, you're not going to use all of them.
I was screaming because they kept going for threes that weren't landing. Like, stop going for threes if they're not working.
They just stopped running offense. Yeah. Like, nobody would move. Nobody would cut to the open spots in the lane. Nobody would post up. They would just dribble up, pass it once or twice, and jack a three. And that doesn't work.
And everyone short of Malik Beasley disappeared from the bench. Like, no one can score anymore.
Oh, my God. Naz Reid, what are you doing, man?
Jaden McDaniels has a little bit of ice in his veins every once in a while where he just, like, go off,
but he's mostly known as an elite defender.
Yeah,
he's just crazy. He's still him and Vanderbilt are springy when they jump.
and McDaniels is only in his second year, so yeah,
I like McDaniels a lot. I really do. I like a lot of this team. I just want them to toughen up a bit.
I really don't like Jared Vanderbilt.
No,
I don't know what it is.
You just
I saw him take that. I saw LeBron hit him in the face, and I just like lost all respect for him. LeBron threw the ball right in his face.
That is true. I do remember seeing
it. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was like, that's pretty
brutal.
I have a hard time regaining respect for a guy that just got hit in the face with a basketball on live television.
It wasn't his fault, though. True. LeBron threw it.
LeBron. Also, I saw him like throw one game I watched. He threw the ball out of bounds with like no one there. Tyus Jones did it this game too. It was like he just like launched the ball out of bounds.
The funny thing is, the person that caught it in the crowd was one of his family members.
Oh, really?
Yes. I thought that was kind of funny. The broadcast even pointed that one out, but it's very conflicting for me because John Morant's my favorite player, and everybody's booing him, and I won't do that.
Well, it's also annoying to watch the Wolves get so much shit when no one expected them to be there. In the first place. Yeah.
Like, they're telling us to act like we've been here before. When the hell have we been here before?
2004?
Yeah. It's like, I don't really count 2018 where they got swept by the Rockets.
They won a game. They won the game.
Did they win a game?
I thought
they got swept.
No, they got one game.
I thought I saw a stat that they had one playoff win, and that was after the play-in game.
No, they had a series lead.
Oh, okay.
They did win a game against the Rockets.
See, I don't even remember because it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
And at this point, if they push it to six games, they're lucky. I don't know how you rebound from blowing two separate 20-plus point leads at home, and you could have had a stranglehold on this series. Easily could have, as long as you just continued to run offense and not just jack stupid threes.
I don't know. I think it's...
Or call a timeout when they're on a 21-0 run. I can't get over that.
I think the sooner the series is over, the better.
God, honestly. I know. It's Grizzlies in five at this point.
I don't really care that much.
Well, the thing is, the team I'm cheering for if the Wolves are out is the Grizzlies because of Ja Morant. So like, it's very conflicting right now for me.
The Wolves aren't ever. There's no world where this Wolves team beats the Warriors.
No, when Steph was still out, there was a chance, but Steph is back now, and he's choosing to come off the bench because Jordan Poole's playing so well at point guard.
Jordan Poole's a monster.
Yeah, there's no stopping the Warriors right now, at least unless you're the Suns. Maybe the Grizzlies can, but I still think the Warriors would probably beat them. So,
and Devin Booker's gonna be out for like at least
a couple weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah. So the Wolves had a chance, and I was very optimistic coming into the series. They're a matchup nightmare for the Grizzlies, and I have lost all confidence within one game. So
there's one thing I think about, like especially with Minnesota teams, because we love our teams so much. Do you ever think there's like we as fans are putting too much pressure on the players?
No.
I feel like that could be,
because that's also the thing is we love them so much, but we don't expect anything from them. Even when they make the playoffs, we're kind of surprised that they're there.
That's true.
To begin with, so there's you're kind of playing with house money. But so, unless it's the Vikings, then we do seem to pile on expectations for the Vikings when they're pretty good.
That's because they should be good.
Yeah. Timberwolves, they shouldn't be good. Okay. We shouldn't expect them to win this series. But when you dominate game one and you match up as well as you do with the Grizzlies, yeah, we're going to expect at least not to blow 220-point leads in a game. Oh, I'm apoplectic about that game. It hurts my brain.
The fuck did you
I'm on Stephen A. Smith vibes. When I get really angry, I start using big words. It's how he wakes up every morning.
Sometimes I don't know if Stephen A. Smith knows the English language.
He just uses a big word and sounds angry, and he gets paid millions from ESPN. So if that's the key, that's what I'm going to start doing.
He's kind of a clown sometimes.
Well, he's not kind of a clown. He is a clown.
His favorite team is the Knicks.
At least we're not the Knicks.
He loves the Cowboys. No, he hates the Cowboys.
He hates the Cowboys.
But isn't he a Cowboys fan?
No.
I thought he was.
No, he loves torturing Cowboys fans. Oh. And that's why I like Stephen A. a little bit, because he wants all the smoke with Cowboys fans.
He did a segment where he's like, I don't want Debo to get tainted by the Cowboys. I'm like, dude, Debo can't control where he goes, really.
No, not at
this point. I was a GM and one of my players starts like bad-mouthing my org, I'm sending you to the worst team in the league.
I'm training you to Cleveland, and that's where you're going to stay.
No, Cleveland might be good.
Well, yeah.
If their quarterback gets out of jail.
Yeah. If their quarterback is allowed to play, they're going to be pretty good.
They got Amari Cooper.
I forget about that.
Yeah. And they could still re-sign Jarvis.
Yep. Jarvis could come back. I want
Hayden Hurst, too.
All I want is Debo not to go to the Packers. That's the only thing I don't want.
They don't have any money, though. There's no way they pay him.
I know. That was the one thing, is like, how are they going to pay him if he goes there? But I still feel like they'd go for OBJ. He hasn't signed yet, has he?
No, but he doesn't have a leg, so.
That's true. That's why they can get him at a bargain. They can actually pay for him.
Isn't that the second time he's torn his ACL?
Yep. And actually, I read something that was kind of weird. The surgery to fix this one actually cleaned up the first surgery, so it's going to heal better this time than it did the first time around.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I don't know surgery, though, so maybe it does. I don't ask me. I'm not a doctor. We need to get Eric on the show. Dr. Eric.
Yeah.
He can explain it for us. Our friend's going to be a doctor.
He's going to be on ER.
Yeah.
The TV show with George Clooney.
Yes. He's going to be George Clooney. Come on.
Yeah. True.
Have you seen him? No. He looks exactly like him.
I don't have eyes. All right.
What?
I don't have eyes.
Oh. Well. I could rant some more. But I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm really hungry. I need some food, man.
Do you want to shoot a couple shots?
I don't have any shots.
You better think of one. I've got a few queued up here.
The Wolves are going to lose in 5 games. That's my shot.
That's a pretty good shot, actually.
I don't care anymore,
at this point,
man.
That's a layup.
I kind of want them to lose.
Karl Anthony Towns will score fewer than 10 points at least one more time in this series. At least.
Watch him go off for like 50 points 3 games in a row.
Fine by me, because then they probably win the series.
Yeah, true.
Prove me wrong, cat. Pussy cat. Please.
Towns will average 15 fouls for the rest of the series per game.
15 fouls?
Not per game, but like he'll accumulate 15 fouls.
By the time the series is over. Yeah, that's if they play three more games. They might only play two more games.
That's true. It's true.
He still might get 15.
I feel like they'll probably sneak.
If that was allowed, he would.
I feel like they might sneak one out tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know how you read that.
I feel like they're gonna be really pissed off that they lost that game.
I'll be surprised if they push it to 6.
Ant goes off for 75 points.
Hey.
He's just shooting threes.
I love that. I just want to see him dunk on somebody Just go and dunk, Anthony.
The fuck,
Edwards?
What is happening with my hair?
I don't know, dude. Cut it.
No. What time is it due?
Do the Theo Von look. I'm friends with Theo Von. Did you know that? Look at that. Yeah. Wow.
I feel like Rob Schneider's daughter from Grown Ups. You know?
Yeah.
She got a sweet haircut.
It's pretty sweet cut.
I'm trying to get it to go the right way. Like, it doesn't grow right, so I'm trying to get the sides to grow the right way. You know?
Well, my next prediction, if I can talk. I had an energy drink before I came over, so that's probably why I'm not talking well. Yeah, I forgot what my second prediction is going to be.
How did you forget? Didn't you write it down?
No. Carl Anthony Towns. We'll have fewer than 5 rebounds in a game this series. Because he already has.
I sense a theme.
Yeah. Can you?
Carl Anthony Towns will score at least 15 points tomorrow, Saturday, today.
Today is when this comes out.
Yeah.
Whenever you're listening to this,
this will be uploaded on Saturday. So today's Friday.
Whatever day you listen to today.
Yeah.
You
know,
you get
we're not big on the calendar here, you know?
And my last one, I'm going to take a big swing here. The Wild will sweep the Blues in the first round of the playoffs.
You fucking mush.
Boom. Boom.
You just mushed the Blues, and I'm going to be really upset if the Wild lose now.
Well, you know what? It can't be worse than the Wolves, so.
It could be worse than the Wolves because they could lose. They could get swept.
Yeah, but they're not going to blow a 20-point lead twice in one game at home.
Well,
if they did, that would be just the worst thing that's ever happened in hockey history.
That would be like a 60-goal game, Connor.
That'd be incredible. That would be fun to watch.
They just wouldn't have a goalie.
Yeah.
They'd just be 6-on-6. Just
6-on-6 the whole time? Let's do that.
Hartman's out there throwing haymakers.
That's a better idea for overtime, actually. No goalies, 6-on-6, but you can't cross the center stripe.
Whoever has the most goals wins.
Yes. At the end of a 5-minute period. We just reinvented NHL overtime.
And we recorded it, so if the NHL steals our idea, we can sue.
This is on record. TM at the end of it.
That means trademarked.
It's soon to be. So suck it. Pay us.
Suck it, NHL.
Pay us.
I don't know who the NHL commissioner is. Is it Gary Bettman?
Yeah. Suck it, Gary.
Yeah, suck it, Gary, you idiot.
That's our idea.
Also, suck it, Adam Silver. You're bald.
But he's actually a good commissioner, so.
Yeah, but he looks like one of the aliens from Lilo and Stitch. You know the big tall aliens?
Oh god, yeah.
The big eyes. He looks like one of those guys.
Put some glasses on him, you got Adam Silver.
Yeah.
We're just going in on everybody tonight. We're just watching the world burn.
I imagine if General Grievous was a human, it'd be Adam Silver.
If he takes off the clone mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Adam Silver underneath, actually. What's your third prediction?
I already said mine.
Did you?
Yeah, I said Towns is going to score at least 15 tomorrow.
That's right. Well, thanks for tuning in. This was a fun episode. I feel better. I got it all out of my system for now. I'm sure when I wake up tomorrow before the game, I'm still going to be just as angry, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why the hell does Saturday's game start at 9 p.m. when a game played on the West or in the Western time zone starts at like 3:30 in the afternoon? Hell, NBA. You don't want to watch the Wolves?
No one wants to watch the Wolves.
You know, after last night,
saw it all over the media coverage after the game.
I'm going to say, after last night, I don't blame them. I don't really want to watch the Wolves right now, but I will.
What do you mean? It's a train wreck. I love watching the Wolves. It's funny. It's great comedy.
I like watching other train wrecks, not my train wreck. We're stuck in eternal sports purgatory here in Minnesota, and it doesn't seem like it's changing anytime soon.
Do you think if any other team does what the Wolves did, they'd get like a remote amount of shit?
Yes.
Like if the Warriors did that?
From the TNT crew, yes. They go in on everybody, but...
But not ESPN would never touch that if it was the Warriors.
No, God no. Because they had an off game.
Oh, they had an off game.
They'll come back.
Curry.
But that's also the thing. With the Warriors, you can confidently say they'll come back and win the next game. Because they probably would. I can't say that about the Wolves. So,
but if Memphis did that, they wouldn't get any shit.
They'd get a little bit, but yeah.
Because they got Ja Morant.
They got Ja Morant. which, you know, to be fair, he's a bona fide superstar, and Pussycat.
Ant is on his way.
Ant's on his way. He's well on his way. Probably within the next year or two, you can probably consider him that, but...
He'll kick. He'll kick Ant's, kick Cat's ass to the curb. He's like, "Get the fuck
get
off
the
my
fuck
team!
Fuck out of here,
D'Lo. You can stay. You're cool."
Yeah.
Pat Bev will retire.
He just signed like an extension, didn't he? For like 3 more years.
Oh, I thought it was 1 year.
1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I don't know. I hope it's 3 years. I like him. He's a circus. He's a circus, and he runs the clown show. The biggest clown of them all is Pussycat.
You know what it was? You know what happened?
What?
They thwarted the protest before it happened, before
that's,
the game.
That's the thing. We need a protester. Yeah. We're 2-0 when there's a protester.
You know what? I'll take one for the team. I'll get banned from the Target Center for life for the...
Hey, they might be building a new arena in the next few years, so...
They just redid the Target Center.
I know, and it's still shit.
It's actually nicer than...
And the in, when you get to the where the actual inside. Court is, yes. When you're walking around the concourse...
Not that bad.
You can tell it's old. I'll say that. It's better than it used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, they couldn't. The Vikings couldn't even get permission to move the stadium. So how the fuck are the?
I don't know.
The Wolves gonna do that? The Wolves suck.
They'll play at the barn at the U of M while they build the new one. I don't know.
That stadium's older than Target Center.
Oh yeah, it's just for a year or two.
Play at TCF Bank Stadium.
Either that, or they'll be moved to Seattle.
Sorry, Huntington Bank.
It's still TCF in my brain.
Huntington Dogs 47 Bank Stadium. You know.
Yeah, what he said. Yeah. Well, next time we hear you, we might have another rant based on game 4, but we might be happy. Ish, at least.
Can you tell your watch to shut up?
Hey, watch, shut up. Did it work?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find
out. I don't know how your watch works.
Anyway, Caleb, hit him with the socials where they can find our depressing Minnesota sports content.
Great Duck Sportscast. I did just upload a Carl Anthony Towns rant to TikTok, so...
Go check that out. It's probably pretty similar to the rant we just went on.
Yeah, you'd think a guy who's played basketball his entire life would know how to play basketball at this point.
But he doesn't, so...
Foul's bad. Scoring good.
That's all I'm going to say. If I keep talking, I'm just going to get angrier, so...
Oh, God. I need to go to, like, Mexico or something. Look at my skin's so pasty.
You are pretty pasty.
It's because I don't go outside. Because it's been cold and rainy. It was nice yesterday, but I was sick yesterday.
Yeah. You were on death's door.
Dude, I had some leftover shrimp scampi. It was not good.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea.
Almost killed me.
That's just a bad idea. Some scrimp scampi.
Some scrimp scampi.
Goodbye. I'm gone.
All right, bye.